Hello, Raphael. How are you?
Hey, Yvonne. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am so magical.
Magical?
Magical.
Wow.
This is a magical, wonderful, wondrous day.
This is a new term for the afternoon.
Well, the reason I'm feeling so magical is because we've got some special guests in the room. And you've heard me talk about this a couple of times. We had a guest earlier today. There's this fierce competition happening right now.
You are not kidding. Fierce is the right word.
And the competition is on the leaderboard of the conference app. And we've got one of the people that's knocking me off my butt, off my pedestal. So Ash, what's your last name?
Afzal. Yes.
So Ash has kicked my rear end multiple times off my pedestal.
Way to go, Ash! Woo!
So I think, I don't know. I haven't looked at the leaderboard lately, but Andrew was here a little while ago. He said he's in the two spot. So he's
Andrew
now...
was in number two. Oh! Now he's number three, oh! And I'm number two. Oh! But I think he's been fighting me back or whatever. I'm not sure. It's been like a constant back and forth, you know? So, yeah.
Well, so I'm digging my own grave, but I told Andrew, I said, I will catch you, and I will knock one of you off your leaderboard.
Right, because now I know what time, you know, of the day that Andrew is active. He's active at 10 p.m. or like 6 a.m. So all I do is, like, I just wait for him to be active. And then right after him, I just beat him again.
Well, that's what you guys are doing to me, too. And so once I get on site, I'm like, okay, I've got to do all I can before I get on site because I'm toast once I get there because I have so much going on. And it's like, damn it, that didn't even last 10 minutes.
I'm trying to ask Andrew if I can find a way to get on the next tier, you know, a list right now. So somehow, because I have to beat Natalie. We are both... You know, losing there.
Well, all right. Well, nobody's going to catch Natalie this year.
She's got half a million points.
There's nobody going to reach Natalie this year. It's just insane. Anyway, really, it's been a lot of fun. And what I want to talk about a little bit, and we will talk about Bismarck Med in just a little bit, but I love this. We did not know each other until Friday.
Yes.
I saw you for the first time Friday.
Yep.
We have some business to take care of still because
we
of Friday.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But it was kind of fun. It was an expensive fun, but it was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know each other until we met through the app. Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about is competition is through the conference app. How do you pronounce it?
Ush?
The app.
Hoova.
That's what I say. I say Hoova, but everybody's calling it Wova. I'm like,
Wova? That's different. I mean,
they even on the opening announcements, they talked about it calling it Wova.
I heard someone, you know, also call it Wova, but like, I assume like that they're wrong because it's so out. It's so out of pocket to me. Like it's Hoova.
What the freak is Wova?
Like, it's not Woza. It's Who's.
Right.
Like, you know, like, as a, you know,
who? Hoova. Yeah. I know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about the conference app. This is the first year this conference has had the app. And so, it's really exciting because this is, like, the biggest conference in our space. So, there's a lot of people. And I knew it was going to get competitive because there's so many people, right? But, man, it has really gotten competitive. You guys are giving me a run for my money. And I have to say, in all fairness, I'm the oldest broad in the room, right?
Yes, she is, by a long shot. Like, I mean, huge, way older. You open the door, baby.
We are the same age, and he's like 4 months younger than I am. So,
I mind my manners. Senior citizens are bound.
Isn't he lovely? But, I mean, that's one of the things that I pride myself on. I mean, I don't know all the things, but I do pride myself on, I love the app because I'm also in business development, and a big part of that is getting to know people and putting yourself out there and, you know, introducing yourself. So this app makes it so easy, right?
100%. I mean, for us, so this is our first year, you know, in, you know, here at the WCI.
First year at the conference?
First year at WCI. So imagine us. Coming from D.C., coming from, you know, even from Florida, you know, some of us, and we don't know anybody. So this app, Hoova, as it's pronounced.
Thank you for clarifying that.
100%. But it really made it super easy for us to know, A, what's happening where, and, you know, who everyone is, and even how to meet them. You know, because if we didn't have the app, my Friday night, Saturday night, daytime, it would have been all different and nowhere near as... helpful, you know, so it's really a tremendous asset, and I'm a big fan.
I think so too. So you know, that's really amazing, the fact that this is your first year here. So I have so many questions about that. But let's just talk through, let's just make this about our experience on the app, right? Because sure. This is how we got here, right?
100%, yeah.
So we connected on the app. Right away, we saw that we were in contention for the top spots on the leaderboard, right?
Right, right.
So long time ago, I was in the number 2 spot, and then I was down to the number 3 spot, and then I got kicked all the way, I think, down to number 6. So I'm like, oh, hell, I got to take care of that. So I got all the way back up to number 2, and then you and Andrew have been, like, jockeying for the top spot ever since then. So.
Since last week, I would say Wednesday, I've been fighting it out with Andrew, and then come Friday, he sends me a message that says, hey, are we gonna fight when I see you at the conference? I'm like, I guess we are, you know? So, you know, and then, you know, but because of this, also, I mean, you know, we are friends now, yeah. You know? So it's been kind of
Well,
nice.
That's what I love about it, too, because a lot of people naturally, I've had people stare me down at other smaller conferences. They're, like, looking at me from across the bar, like, giving me the evil eye. It's like, I am super, if you can't tell, I'm super competitive. I love a great competition. And I think that it's so fun. Now, what's great about this is it brought us together. And I think it's so amazing when we can be friendly and say, hey, you know, this app, even though it's competitive and it's bringing out, you know, sometimes I'm getting a lot less sleep than I should be getting, but it's still a great way to meet people that you don't know.
100%. Because I mean, how else would you know about, you know, everything happening with the pool meetups or the, you know, cigar meetups or the poker, like all the fun stuff happening that makes the conference what it is.
Yeah.
Because I mean, not only is it about the panels and the sessions, but also about all the networking that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been phenomenal. You know, that app, I was going through it and I was thinking like that. This is one app idea that I really love because it makes, you know, the whole conference platform just way more fun. That's all, you know?
So anyway, that's how we got to know each other. And so Friday night, let's talk about Friday night. So we had never laid eyes on each other until Friday night. And so I had put together one of my things that I did to earn points was to put it. So one way you earn points is to put a meetup together.
Right.
Right. So a meetup is you put together a meeting time and a meeting place. It can either be virtual or it can be on site wherever the event is happening. And so I put on an on site meetup in the lobby bar. So I basically put, you know, Forgive Kids the World people. So that's the charity event that we all did that thing for. So anybody that's here for that or any early birds that are here early for the conference, let's meet up in the lobby bar and then we'll go to dinner. So I made a reservation for 7.
Yep.
Ash made a reservation for 7.
Yes, yes.
And somehow we ended up with like 22 people.
Yeah, I know. And even then it was still over the top. But it was, you know, I found it on the app and then I was like, okay, you know, it's going to be on site.
Yeah.
Let's just show up and see what happens. And then I also messaged you on the app. I said, hey, listen, I think you're having a hard time with your party of 7. If you would like, I can book one more party of 7. Mm-hmm. Like, it was all, you know.
Very easy and seamless,
this was all
right?
done and by Friday morning, and it was seamless by Friday night.
Right.
Easy.
Well, I wouldn't quite say seamless because it hadn't been for the... So, unfortunately, the restaurant sort of overcomplicated things.
They definitely
So, that's
did.
The stuff that we have to sort out. So
well, because they had a simple task. Like, you know, I think you were very clear about the idea that, hey, listen, we have 3 groups. Just please divide the receipts into 3 different, you know, groups. But what threw us off is that, you know, our receipts were, you know, just mix and match.
Yep.
Like, the groups weren't... I mean, even... like. One person had their appetizer on one receipt and their entree on the other receipt. So at that point, it's a you know, toss
madness.
Up. We have no idea what to do, you know?
Yeah, so we decided, you and I asked you if you would be okay with this. And this is the part we still have to sort out. So we just decided to take our 2 bills because they were not equal and just put them together and divide them equal. And we still have to kind of sort that out because we ended up picking up the tab for a lot of people that it was supposed to be like, hey, everybody come together and pick up their own meals, just gather and have fun. And all of a sudden we're paying for like
everybody,
8 people.
Everybody, yeah.
Right. So we picked up like the most of the table. So, so I would say next year, the learning, what did you learn from that? What are we going to do different next year when we do our meetup?
So how I do it, if I have a big group, you know, honestly, it's simple. If it's like 20 people, you know, like the whole bill itself, if it's a mess at the end where everyone's like not sure what they ordered or whatever it is, you just, you know, have the total and you just divide it equally and then just leave it like that. That's kind of simple. Like, one person pays, but then everyone else can just pay them back.
Well, that's what we started to talk about. Anyway, it got a little weird because people were wanting to leave and all that stuff. So I think we'll chat about how we're gonna do that next year. So anyway, that was it was a lot of fun. It was like a nice big Italian family, right? We had dinner at the Italian restaurant. Yeah, we had 22 people. That was fun, right, Ralph?
It was fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it even more now. Just listening to it and the competition,
it again? Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
this is getting good.
No, but you know, Andrew, by the way, has been ducking me. He told me like that he would see me on Friday. He never came. He told me that I see him at the gala. No, I even messaged him. I was like, "Hey Andrew, are you at the gala?" No response. And then come Sunday, I think he's somewhere smoking a cigar somewhere. It's just been like I haven't been able to find him.
Okay, Andrew, are you listening? Yeah. Don't be a chicken.
He should be the one chasing me. Why am I chasing him?
So come on, Andrew. You and Ash and I and Natalie, we have to get together. And Tammy Boyd, I think, is in the number 5 spot. We have to get together before this conference is over and take a selfie. It's like a group picture.
I would love to.
Because, I mean, it's really been a lot of fun.
She was smart about Friday night. She put down her $40 and was like, you know what? I'm out, guys. You all figure it out. I'll see you when I see you. And she walked out, you know? And I mean, I think that actually at the end of the day was maybe the smartest move. I don't know.
Well, I had a couple of people do that. I have a $50 bill. I have a $50 gift card. So yeah, so that's going to be the hard thing for me is I don't remember who those people were.
Yes.
So I had like 20 people in my face. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll take your money, whatever.
Just like, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't get anyone's money.
I'm sorry. Whoops.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's because you don't know anybody.
Mad at me about the whole leaderboard thing. That's what happened.
No, seriously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what it is? Seriously, what it is because I've been in this industry for a long time, and you said this is your first year here.
So I'm paying my dues?
The only issue is that people just don't know who you are. That's all.
For sure. No, I know.
So
I
they
know.
Just came to me because they think I know everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take care of every problem.
I think you do, though. I mean, you kind of do. I mean, I've been hearing your name everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All negative, though, right?
Ralph! Isn't he
no,
awesome?
No, she's never served jail time. It's not true.
We don't have to talk about that.
All right, so let's talk about your company, Bismarck Medical. Tell us, so this is your first year here. Holy cow.
Yes,
what do you do?
It's our first year over here in work comp. But, for us, we come to this industry after about 2 decades of kind of experience and service in the DME industry, serving the pediatric and the geriatric market. That's been our home for the past, it's been over 15 years now, actually. Mm-hmm. So, and we cover 5 states, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and actually a few parts of some other states, too. But we kind of, I don't want to say stumbled, but we, had an employee who had a workplace injury, mm-hmm. only one in our whole, 15 years. And in that process, wow. we kind of discovered, this work comp space. Mm-hmm. And we are now, looking to offer our expertise and our services in this industry. In fact, as a small aside, one of the other benefits of being at the conference was, obviously is all the information that's being passed down. So I was over there at the looking at the value-based care session by a Paradigm and by Brooks Rehabilitation, and they had a very interesting idea that I could kind of also understand from my core insurance and DME space mm-hmm. that I've been in for so long, in the fact that ultimately speaking even if it's work comp or if it's just any kind of other industry space, there is a push towards value-based care, being that rather than just billing for every kind of service, what you want to do is, prioritize the outcomes and mm-hmm. Look for what's really, going to be, look for the services and the equipment that, give the most outcome. So as a small example here in work comp, I'm coming to find out that some, it's a relatively common practice that, some TENS units are costing multiple thousands of dollars. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, $3,000 for a TENS device.
Right.
In my world, a TENS device is about $30. And there are cases where it has to be more advanced, yes, for sure. But I'm kind of, looking at this and thinking that, we, I think, can offer, I don't want to say more ethical, but maybe a more value-based, kind of approach mm-hmm. where we don't necessarily need to charge, exorbitant rates for devices that are maybe frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but, so we're just learning and understanding and seeing where we can add value for stakeholders.
Okay, so I think I know. We're going to have to wrap. I think I know what the answer to this question is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Mm-hmm. What's your number one goal at this conference? It's your first year here. What was your number one goal at this conference?
My number one goal was to beat Iran on the leaderboard, you know,
100%,
you know,
ding.
So we had that. That one I accomplished on Wednesday last week before the conference even
happened. Come on now, I did knock you down a couple times. I did knock you down a couple times.
So, you know, at this point, really, I'm just relaxed. No, I mean, I would say it is, you know, networking and finding out where we can, add value. That's all it is.
Awesome. You know? Awesome. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you. I know we're going to stay connected. Ralph, got anything to say about all this?
I'm enjoying this tremendously. I'm having so much fun watching it happen.
He's twisting the knife.
Oh yeah.
He's phenomenal. And thank you, to you for also, having us on the podcast, even though we are first time, attendees.
Listen, really,
it means so much to us.
If you haven't, because you probably didn't, because you've just met us, but one of the things, this is our third year podcasting. And we've won several awards. This is our second year winning the .com award, gold level. And we also won the Marcom award last year, which I have to get back and get us in here for that. But we started out doing this as a fun project. But if you can't tell, we really love it. We love doing it together. And one of the things that we really, really love is to talk to young up-and-comers like you. And so it's really, really, we just can't tell you how much it makes our heart sing to see you guys coming into the industry, really digging in and wanting to learn and be involved. It's just really heartwarming, right, Ralph?
It really is. So we're going to watch you and your company, right? And hopefully next year you'll tell us, the touchdowns you've scored and the great success you're having, because we really do. We want to encourage young professionals, young companies to come and join us. Comp is incredible, and we need folks like you guys to come in and serve our industry.
Thank you so much. No, you know what? I think that your camaraderie is very evident in this podcast, and I can see why you have grown and why you are giving why you are receiving awards and accolades, because it's just fun.
Yeah.
And the both of you are so helpful. And so, it's an absolute pleasure to deal with
Really.
So thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Listen, so we're going to have to talk to you. Like you said, we'll talk to you again later, and we'll bring you on for a full episode. Because those are normally longer. But all I got to say is it's just been a lot of fun. I can't wait I cannot wait to not get any sleep tonight so that I can knock you guys off the leadership, off the leaderboard.
We'll see Andrew over there at about 10 p.m. tonight.
Right. Well, listen, so what do we miss? So young, full of energy. We love that energy. I think they're going to be here to stay. What do you say?
I hope so. I really do.
We are.
I think one day, hopefully, our goal is to actually, we want to be not only vendors and sponsors, but we also want to one day have enough knowledge so that we can actually speak and give back.
Okay, so one other thing that we always talk about when we're talking about, why we don't have more people younger coming into the profession is we've done a really terrible job in this industry of branding ourselves. We know that the insurance and specifically the workers' comp industry has sort of this negative kind of connotation to it, but we are on a mission. What's our number one mission, Ralph? You sexy beast. What is it?
We're making workers' comp sexy, baby.
So I think you guys bring it. And so thank you so much for being part of this. It's been so wonderful to meet you all. Really.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, FIL. Thank you so much.
And what we like to say, because we've got Hispanic ties, is hasta luego. Until we meet again.